Catholic League, War on Harris and Butker Driven by Anti-Catholicism. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on May 17, 2024. Catholic League President Bill Donahue has come to the defense of Kansas City Chiefs star kicker Harrison Butker, who has been pilloried for promoting Catholic values in a speech at a Catholic college. Butker has been bashed, Dr. Donahue notes, for his criticism of gender ideology, surrogacy, euthanasia, and abortion, and for his vocal support of the vocation to marriage in his commencement address at Benedictine College. Donahue points out that the notoriously bigoted Associated Press, AP, for instance, unleashed a string of red flags about Benedictine College being part of a constellation of conservative Catholic colleges that tout their adherence to church teachings and practice, part of a larger conservative movement in parts of the U.S. Catholic Church. This is because AP's idea of a good Catholic college is Georgetown, which has two pro-abortion clubs on campus and has a segregated graduation ceremony for transgender students, Donahue adds. In his searing indictment of mainstream media, Donahue observes that had Butker endorsed transgenderism, or Hamas, he would now be praised to high heaven. The attack has three targets: Butker, Benedictine College, and Catholicism. Make no mistake, the war on Butker is driven by anti-Catholicism, Donahue proposes. Mike Freeman at USA Today went into conniptions over Butker's suggestion that many women have a vocation to marriage and children. Her vocation? Really? Did I slip and fall into a time machine and travel back to the 1950s? Freeman asks, aghast. Donahue, who is a professional sociologist, notes that in point of fact, it is Freeman who is out of touch with real Americans, not Butker. A 2019 Gallup poll revealed that 50% of women with children under age 18 said they would prefer to stay at home while only 45% disagreed, Donahue writes. The left also cannot forgive Butker for criticizing Joe Biden, who identifies as Catholic, for making the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally, which one bishop described as sacrilegious. In a follow-up column on May 17, Donahue posted a letter he wrote to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, chastising him for the NFL's decision to distance itself from Harrison Butker. Harrison Butker speaks for millions of Americans, not all of whom are Catholic, Donahue writes. The contempt you have shown for him, Benedictine College and Catholicism is repugnant. Follow at Williams Rome.